Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Saskatchewan, it's time to talk sports. The all-new Sports Cage is on the air. Be part of the show. Call 936-6262 or toll free 1-866-767-0620. And we're always online at sportscage.com. 620 CKRM.
Hey, thanks for being part of the show this afternoon. It's Maz McFly, Barney Shinkarek. You can be part of what we're doing here on the all-new Sports Cage. Capital Ford Lincoln text line, text 306-936-6262. Capital Ford Lincoln, Saskatchewan's number one Ford retailer, capitalfordlincoln.com. And in an hour's time, our major free agent signing announcement. You're going to like who we've added to the Sports Cage. But we've also added somebody to the Sports Cage earlier this afternoon. Noon, as it all came together nicely. You may know, so I'll tell the story how I know. So you may know him as an analyst on Calgary Flames hockey. You may know him from Hockey Night in Canada. You may know him as a writer for, he wrote for the Calgary Sun and the Sun Network for a long, long time. When I met him back in 1999 at Cowboys Nightclub in Calgary, Eric, I don't know if you remember this. You had frosted tips. I had frosted tips. Everybody had frosted tips. You still have hair and I don't. You could still rock the frosted tips if you wanted. Welcome to the Sports Cage, bud. It's good to have you on. How are you?
Thanks for having me on. I don't know of this Cowboys nightclub you speak of. I've never been there. I've heard about it. Heard many, many things about it. But okay, that was me with the frosted tip. Sure, exactly. But I don't rock them anymore. That's thank God for that.
Hey, Eric, Barney Shinkarek here. We'll be talking a lot over the next little bit. I got a funny feeling Maz was mini pitcher paralyzer guy. Everyone else is drinking Ryan Cokes and Maz is like, you know what? I'm going to get a paralyzer mini pitcher, please.
Well, he was there a lot on draft night. That was Thursday night. It was 25 cents a draft. And he's the only guy that I remember being there and asking for change when they paid.
Good one.
Okay, so keep in mind. So you're on the radio in Saskatchewan, and Barney, immediately it went Rye Coke. But if I remember correctly, Eric, you're a rum and Coke guy, correct?
But it's I am a one-trick pony. I drink one thing in this world, and it's rum and Coke. I drink plenty of it. And I wish I could drink other things. I'd be more sophisticated, you know, like your paralyzers, but no, it's just rum and Coke for me. So I got a soft spot in my heart. I was a rye and ginger guy in university, but I saw the light and went to the rum, yeah.
I told Barney before we got on, I said, yeah, no, Eric's one of those guys where he gets together like eight friends and you go to Europe to a golf course and you put it all on social media. And I'm like, I have zero interest in that. And then Barney perked up. All right, let's get into this. The NHL, the first, let's go back to, hey, sorry. I mean, I follow you, but no, I have zero interest. I don't care where you were playing in Ireland. It doesn't matter.
No,
I have zero interest in that.
If my wife's listening right now, Eric, like I've done so many, she calls in quotation marks, once in a lifetime trips, Scotland, Bethpage, Pebble. Yeah, so she's listening right now. Her teeth are grinding as we speak.
I did Cabo just a couple weeks ago. Yeah, those are good trips. Like, you know what? I it's funny you say that, Maz, too, about the posting about that. Like, I think I have strict rules about posting on holiday. Like, I go on holiday a lot, and I don't, you'll never see me post like, hey, look at me, I'm on holiday. Like, there's no quicker way for me to unfollow you than for you to post about your holiday. I could care less for people holiday, but as an avid golfer, I do post where I'm golfing, and I don't think it's the same. Like, I really don't. Like, it's just golf porn is what it is. It's beautiful photos of some of the greatest courses in the world, and I don't get sick of that, and I don't make apologies for that, but it's not, hey, look where I am. It's hey, look how beautiful this place is. That's the way I justify it anyway.
People will paint whatever picture they want on that. I'm in the same boat, man. Hey, before we get into hockey talk, though, how about Scotty Scheffler? Like, he goes out and wins the RBC today. And wasn't his, like, wife pregnant during the Masters? Did he just make the call to be like, hey, on the way home, I'm going to stop and play the RBC. Are you okay with that? Like, I thought his wife was ready to pop.
Yes, she is, and he always said, even through the Masters, if she pops, I'm out of here. And we'd heard that so many times with Phil Mickelson over these years and other guys. They vow that it's going to happen. But, you know, it's kind of like the ordinary guys like us who our wife's pregnant, and on the way home, she says, oh, my God, can you please pick me up a peanut butter blizzard or pickles or whatever the craving is? He says, hey, honey, on my way home, I'm going to stop the jet for just 4 or 5 days, pick up another $2.5 million, and I'll be right home after that. No big deal.
God, my wife gets mad if I don't text her back within a half hour. I can't imagine me like, I'm going to take a 5-day detour and go play another golf tournament. Good luck with having our first child. I hope your mom's around.
He walks into the house, even though he won. If it's anything like everyone else, it's going to be like, I hope you had fun. He's going to get that one. He's going to get that. Okay, let's get on to NHL. Let's get on to the playoffs here. Edmonton, 2 rounds and done. Can we just start there? That's what I'm thinking in all my playoff drafts. I'm taking some Oilers because I think the Oilers go 2 rounds and then you can just absolutely hear the heartbreaks everywhere.
Well, here's the thing about playoff hockey, and we've already seen it brilliantly illustrated in the first couple nights. If you don't have a goalie, you've got no hope. And I'm not saying, well, I guess I'm saying, like, Stuart Skinner needs to prove to me, and it's not just the goalie, it's the defense too, right? Like, it's, and those are the two biggest question marks for the Oilers for 10 years. And same with the Leafs. And you know, we saw it to a degree with Colorado last night. I'm not saying they don't have defense. They got the best defenseman in the world in Cale Makar. But if you don't have a goalie, you don't have a chance. And I need to see Stuart Skinner prove it. He had a hell of a year this year. His numbers are a whole lot better than anyone would have dreamt. But I need him to prove it in the playoffs that he can be the difference maker. So I'm not sure I'm going to sit here and say they're done in 2 rounds. I'm not even sure they're going to get through 1 round.
So that leads me. Okay, so here, we'll get into all the games. Who fills up your Twitter DMs faster? Angry Oiler fans or angry Leaf fans when you come and say something or you write something or you post something? Because they're not silent. I know that much.
You know what? I can't answer that question because I don't read the comments. And I definitely don't have that open. Like, people can't DM me. I'm not big on social media. I mean, I got my Twitter handle and all that, and I contribute to it. But I don't read the DM. Like, no one could DM me. I guess I disarmed that somehow. And I definitely don't read the comments. So I don't really know who's the angriest. But I can tell you that the only fan base that over the years is, like, issued death threats. And I've been made aware by, like, lawyers and friends and colleagues, like, be careful when treading foot in B.C. It's Vancouver fans. Like, they're the most vitriolic by miles. And so I'm a little leery of ripping into the Canucks ever because that fan base is, you know,
really
a little different than the others.
Really?
A little over the top, yeah.
That baffles me. I wouldn't have pegged the Canucks fans as potential murderers. Oiler fans, yes. Yeah. Rider fans, yeah, okay, if it's a bad.
Yeah.
And then let's see, what do we have? And then obviously Leaf fans being delusional, but Canuck fans, that's surprising.
Yeah, like I'm thinking like, you know, what are you going to throw your craft beer at them? Hit them with your satchel. Like, just the Vancouver fans, just don't.
Am I exactly. What are they going to take you to, an unheated yoga class or something? And they're going to feed you bad kombucha? Like, I don't care.
Let's be clear. Those words were not spoken by Eric French.
That's
how scared I am of Vancouver fans. Yeah, I'm not touching that.
Let's go to that series, though, right? Game one last night. Predators give them all they can handle, and then it's two absolutely quick ones. What was it, 12 seconds?
12 seconds apart.
12 seconds apart. So Vancouver escapes, I'll say, with a 1-0 lead. But I predicted it. I took him in a couple of my drafts. I don't think the Predators are an easy out here at all.
Oh, they're the hottest team in hockey the last 2 months. Like, no, I wouldn't say that. And plus, also, you got to remember that it's not like Vancouver's, you know, been lighting up in the playoffs for a while. Like, this is all new territory for them to be even in the playoffs. And so I think this is going to be a heck of a series. And I thought Nashville, you know, they love those close, low-scoring games. When they were up 2-1, and I was watching every minute of it, I thought they were going to hold on. And then, boom, boom, it's all over. So, great series that's going to be. Listen, I've said this going into play. I think 14 of the 16 teams in this tournament could win the Cup, and no one would be totally stunned. Mm-hmm. I'll exclude the Islanders and the Washington Capitals from that list. But other than that, like, tell me a team that could win it. Tell me what another team that would win it, and you'd be, like, completely shocked. Obviously, some would be bigger upsets than others, but, like, that's the parity we have in the league right now. Like, it's tough to pick every series except for those two.
The great Mike Sillinger always says, and that guy played a lot of NHL hockey and a lot of teams, he says an 8 always beats a 1. And it doesn't always happen, but he's like, especially now with, like you said, the parity in the NHL, but Nashville's been playing playoff hockey for a month and a half. That's why that 8 team always scares me going in. So I'm really intrigued on that series. Let's bounce to, oh man, I'm embarrassed. I took the under in the Colorado-Winnipeg game, Eric. What a maroon. Oy, 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 oy. What a shootout. That's like an adult safe C division hockey game. The score. Yeah, the score.
But who's gonna complain, right? Like, we all love that stuff. And I'd be stunned if they thought they could get away with something like that again. Winnipeg, you know, I mean, that's not exactly how they drew it up. You know, that's a situation where they got away with one, and I like the way they put it. And you know, they certainly did feel like they played not the kind of game they wanted to, but they somehow got away with the win. So let me ask you this: are you taking the over or the under on game two? Like, I know it's easy to say no, I'm taking the over for sure, but like, honest to God, like I with Hellebuck and that, I'm not sure.
And Georgiev made 16 saves. Like, what would the action been on that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we got breaking news. The Colorado Avalanche have recalled goaltender Ivan Prosvetov from the Colorado Eagles, and they've sent Arvid Holm down to the Colorado Eagles. So it looks like it's going to be Georgiev in game two, but you can't, when you're giving up 7 goals on 23 shots. The good thing, Winnipeg can play better defense and Hellebuck can get better. I don't know. If you asked Jared Bednar if there was truth serum there, and he's a guy from Saskatoon and you love him, Jared, what's the one thing that scares you about your hockey team this year? You know that answer has to be goaltending, because it's just like everything else is just so good about that Colorado Avalanche team, but they can't outscore their problems.
He looks over at other Sasky guy Knobloch and says goaltending with a nod, because yeah, it's yeah. those man, like that is something else. But do they have firepower?
They do.
Up and down the ice, like, but Winnipeg, yeah, maybe they stumbled down at the end of the year. They're a solid hockey team. And then when I watched that game, and you know, Chevy's a Sasky boy as well, right? You think, yeah, this team could legitimately win the Stanley Cup.
Well, and it's hard to fathom, right? Because we've seen them falter for a kabillion years in Winnipeg and with some pretty good teams. But I like the additions. You know, Sean Monahan is someone I'm obviously pretty familiar with as a former Flame. He just had this incredible resurrection to his career and was, you know, the top center that was available at the trade deadline. And I really like that addition of him and of course Tyler Toffoli. Like, there's some depth there, and there's also some real snipers with, you know, Kyle Connor and Scheifele and, you know, Ehlers. Like, I agree with you. I don't think anybody in the hockey world thought that the Jets were going to be an easy out in this series. it's going to be a fascinating one. Like, by no means do I think Colorado's out of it, or do I think that Gorgiev can't get the job done. He had a really bad night. He's had three or four really bad nights against the Jets this year. That's the concern. And the other concern is they don't have a backup. Their backup is still sick. He's still sick, Anunin. And that's why they're shuffling the deck chairs there with a couple of minor leaguers. That's not going to help them, that's for sure.
Joining us, new free agent to the Sports Cage, Eric Francis on the Western Pizza Hotline. All right, your honest take, we're in Sasky here, because you can shoot from the hip in Sasky. What's your honest take on the Stars Golden Knights series?
I think the Stars are winning the Stanley Cup. And
quote that, Eric Francis, Dallas Stars winning the Stanley. I like that. I like that they're good, but is it their year? Are they due?
Due is not the word I'd use, but I do think that they're the deepest team in the National Hockey League. And I think, and that doesn't necessarily translate into being the team that's going to win it. And it's especially hard when you're playing against the defending champions who win basically based on brawn and depth every year. Now their depth is coming back. Mark Stone's going to play tonight. It's just, it's amazing every year how they just get healthy right at the right time. But I think Dallas has that beautiful combination of veterans, yeah, who are teaching the young guys. Like, you tell me what the sexiest part of that team is, when some guys will say the veterans like Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin and Rupe Hintz. I'll say it's the guys like Wyatt Johnson and Stankoven. Guys like, right? There's some exciting youth coming up there. Their defense is crazy, crazy good. Now they've added Chris Tanev, that solid defensive style person. And like in Calgary 2 years ago, we saw Ottinger put together one of the best series we've seen in the NHL.
Oh, that was a good series. Oh, man.
Right, it was a great series, and he was just unbelievable. Now, he hasn't returned to that form really since. But we know he's got it in him. So I think that's going to be a great series. The defending champs against the team that I think is going to be the next champ.
The deadline for the Keniston Super Draft is 6 p.m. tonight. I'm telling you, I took in one of my Keniston Super Drafts, I'm dead serious, I took every single Carolina Hurricane and every single Dallas Stars. And I forgot to write in Stankoven, though. I'm really pissed at myself. Okay, before we let you go, because Colson said we got to take a break, Lindy Ruff back in Buffalo. Maz and I kind of making fun of it. Why wouldn't they go young there? What's the deal? What's your take on that one, Eric?
Well, from what I understand, the firing of Don Granato was revolving around the fact that the players' feedback and also management kind of looked at it, and they figured that they need someone who's going to be a little tougher on them. Not to say that Granato was a softie, but Granato... they feel like they're ready to take another step where guys are really, some coaches holding them more accountable. Listen, we've seen this in Calgary for so many years. They went from a coach that's too hard to a coach that's too soft. A coach that's too hard to a coach that's too soft. I call it like the Goldilocks hire. You're trying to find someone who's just right in the middle and not too tough and not too soft. So they're familiar with Ruff. It's not the craziest thing to think about it. When you hire someone, there's so many unknowns. But when you hire Ruff, there are a lot of knowns, and they feel like that sort of Ruff approach is exactly what they need. So I don't think it's crazy. I know it seems like it lacks imagination, but I think it makes a lot of sense. This guy has been one of the better coaches in the league for the last, 45 years? and I just think it makes sense. So I'm interested to see what he can do. Someone's got to get that talented young team over the hump.
Yeah, it's funny when you bring up all the coaches the Flames had. I always think of Bob Hartley being such a scumbag, and then every story that comes out on every podcast in the past 10 years from former players just backs up what a scumbag he was. Okay, you're going to be back on with us on Wednesday. And they're playing tonight. It's game two. Leafs-Bruins. Are they winning this series, or are you taking the Bruins and we can wrap on this?
I hate to go with the flow, but there's a little bit of history on my side when I suggest the Bruins are going to win this series. I mean, that was even easier than I think even Bruins fans thought the other night. And again, every game is new, and you know, the Flames are licking their wounds. But, you know, with William Nylander being, you know, questionable, I guess he's going to play tonight, but I don't know how effective he's going to be. You know, again, they don't have a goaltender. None of the three guys that they could dress over this playoff are capable of stealing a series or even being competent enough to win a series, especially against a juggernaut like Boston. So I'm taking Boston. That's not a surprise. That's not stepping on a limb. But I got to go back. You said Carolina versus Dallas in the final. That's exactly who I have, too.
Hey.
So let's see how wrong we are.
I love it.
That's why you're our guy. It's the debut of Eric Francis on Twitter at Eric Francis from Sportsnet on the all-new Sports Cage. We're going to take a break and come back. John Ryan will join us to talk about retirement. And then just after 5 o'clock, our special guest, the big free agent signing on the all-new Sports Cage. It's 620 CKRM.